Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Thank the Most High. Oh, I have to always thank the Most High. We're back again, my brothers and sisters. Yes, back again for another episode. The very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miaf, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful again to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. I welcome you to the show. Yes, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. The Most High has told me, yes indeed he's told me, that I have for his cause and his purpose some very important things that I must do. He said to me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. In fact, he told my brothers and sisters that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, silence. In fact, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, long story short, man, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, man has believed a pack of lies. Just simply the way it is. Wouldn't be all these differences among us if we all believed the truth. Wouldn't be a multitude of differences of opinion. Wouldn't be all these divisiveness among nations. Wouldn't be all these contentions among people with variant concepts of what is good and evil if men had believed and held true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. In fact, my brothers and sisters, to make a long story short, man has rebelled against believing the truth. Like I said, because he's believed a pack of lies. Couldn't cause people to believe after a multitude of worldly allegiances, political, social, and religious, if all believed the one truth. You couldn't, let's just say, cloud the minds so that when you tell folks the real truth, they resist it. If everyone had a heart to believe the truth. In fact, to tell you the truth, the scripture says that reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom. Well, I'll tell you now that you can't begin to revere the Most High until you respect the fact, or let's just say you become aware of the fact that the whole world has believed a big pack of lies, every single division we see in it. If you believe the Most High sanctions any of these divisions, any of the partialities or pollutions that seem wise to men, you have another thought coming. Man, my brothers and sisters, has not realized that when the gospel was sent forth to all the nations, because all the lies among all the nations needed to be overcome, because all the false righteousness, all the misimaginations of man, all of them need to be overcome. Most High wants to draw unto him a people, unto himself a people. Like we saw in the scriptures talking about Most High bringing his people out of Egypt. We talked before about King Balak and the prophet Balaam, who he sought to persuade or find a way to find a chink in Israel's armor. The computer, some false god or some false perception or some contention among them, so the people could not be of one spirit, one mind, one heart, one cooperation, one conviction. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Most High intends to bring forth to himself a people who will be complicit in his will ad infinitum, all being led by his spirit, one teacher. Well, you need to ask the question, why have men believed otherwise? You have to be for real about it. Men have had other teachers. Again, my brothers and sisters, I think if it's amazing, I was looking at a forum earlier today. It seems a lot of people really don't understand this concept. What was written in the form is that the Most High does not reject anyone who comes to him. And apparently some people have no concept whatsoever of the kind of heart and spirit the Most High will not despise. Some people come to him believing that the Most High will despise even what the Most High himself knows and has declared honorable, that they be accepted. That's a filthy mind. Just going to tell it like it is. That's a filthy and totally obtuse pattern of thought. If you know the Messiah comes to declare an absolute truth and that all must prepare themselves to be able to understand and obey that truth, then you understand you come to him with a degree of humility, not in any way seeking to destroy the nature or what is divine honor, not seeking any way to pollute or defile his name or to misrepresent him in any way, discerning that when you come to him, you got a lot to learn if you're going to even learn how not to lie. When you come to him, you have to ask him what it is necessary unto the purification of your soul, your mind, your thoughts. You have to ask him what is necessary that you be enlightened, that you do not remain in the darkness. So now prayer that I would pray often, especially early days, so first coming to realization of need to wake up. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Father, I don't know what I need to know. I don't know what it is that's inside my head that prevents me from understanding. But Father, you know. And I know that if you don't tell me, I won't know. There's only one Savior, my brothers and sisters. Holy Spirit doesn't hold the truth back from men. But oftentimes men resist the Spirit that would teach all things, no lie in it. Men preferring to believe a lie. Hey, running to those who would comfort them, fatally flatter them to tell them that some misperception they've held on to is viable, even for the Most High. I think it's sad, my brothers and sisters. In fact, it's a pitiful crying shame that so many come to the Most High asking not that the truth be preserved, but that they be preserved while they retain their illusions. To ask that any part of your own misconceits, illusions, aberrant designs and desires, to ask that they remain even unto his kingdom, is to, in so many ways, says the Most High is not your Savior, you will not your Lord, not your Master, not your Teacher. It's as if you are telling him what's acceptable unto his kingdom, even though the Most High has declared, that the Word from the beginning declared the natural order of things. The Word from the beginning, what he has done, from what he's declared, what he's created from the beginning, declares also what is eternal. A lot of people talk about, you know, receiving the gift of eternal life. You don't receive the gift of eternal life until you receive the gift of what is an eternal, everlasting word. But there are those who choose not to discern things in this manner. It's as if men actually believe that whatever aberrations compel their flesh deserve to survive simply because they feel that they are naturally inclined towards some, what, earthly orientation? There's a reason why the scripture says you have to be born again. There's a reason why the scriptures talk about if you walk after the flesh, you will die. Carnal mind is enmity against the law of Yah. The law of Yah is that all his people be like-minded, all cooperative after the same thing, speaking the same word, no divisions among them. The law of Yah is that we realize he is one, no differences, different contentions of man. Hell, different contentions of man are reprobate. Different contentions of man are because of his lack of discipline. Because it's having trusted in many illusions, lies, misconceits. Presumptuousness in his heart. Hardness of heart. Refusing to realize where in so many ways he's been misdirected.
Well.
Yet there are those who say they come to the Most High believing that they could be delivered according to their own will. A lot of folks find it really hard to believe, my brothers and sisters, but Most High, as declared from the beginning, was the word of life. Anything aberrant or deviant away from that is not life but death. When the gospel went forth to the nations, that's exactly what it was doing, and telling folks to go forth and what? Be converted. It was because none of the ways among the nations was life. What makes men believe, my brothers and sisters, I find it amazing, that in a world of, what, 45,000 denominations, how many subsets of aberrant doctrine in the midst of each one? How much partiality and pollution is in the midst of each one? Men somehow believe because they call upon a name, sticking a name, or somebody stuck a name upon some aberrant, defiant, deviant, corrupt, polluted, filthy doctrine. They believe because they came what they thought in their heart was sincerity, believing that lie and liar. They believed they were delivered, and that the Most High respected. I see scriptures that say all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered, but it says it's to the remnant whom the Most High has called. Read Joel 2:32. Those whom the Most High has called, he disciplines to discern his will, to accept as an absolute. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, that find it hard to believe that after man has turned away from the truth and so very long, fallen away from faith in the will of one and believed a multitude of misrepresentatives, so for some it's kind of hard to believe that, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, human souls have been far away from the hope of salvation for almost 2 millennia. Why do I say almost 2 millennia? Scriptures talk about what happened in those first years after the dispensation of the gospel, and talk about how actually for those first 3 centuries, go back and look at history, first 3 centuries after the destruction of Jerusalem, Rome, polytheist Rome, having no desire for the will of one, murdered, persecuted, hounded like dogs those who were the first among the believers. Murder at a scale hardly imaginable. Scripture says that in times like that, of such, they were not brought to an end, shortened. No flesh would be saved. It didn't say after that time would come a rise of true prophets, but a multitude of false prophets. That means false doctrine. In other words, no one to challenge the lie. False doctrines. False prophets everywhere. Scripture says Messiah had to come in the last days to expose the lies. But to say that man believing lies or anybody's misrepresentation, worshiping false gods, false teachers, false after the manner of false doctrine. Did you say the men be saved in the midst of this? Because they call upon the name of the Most High. Only if man is willing to seek the exceeding truth beyond all. Yes, I said beyond all this world's lies. Only if man is willing to seek the truth, knowing that the world has been taught a pack of lies. Hey, what do you think Rome did when they went from east to west with a pack of lies and called it a church? What do you think they did? Scripture says they murdered. They murdered, my brothers and sisters, so many. Revelation 6 talks about the white horse rider. I'm going to tell you now, that's Messiah with his gospel. Read Revelation 19, too. Particularly 19:11-21. Red horse rider says he takes away the peace of the earth. The white horse rider brought the gospel of peace. The one word by which all the world would know peace. Do you think this is peace we see in the world today? Anywhere? Do you think it's peace of the Most High? Let me tell you something. Man is seriously invoked. I'm going to talk about this for a minute, but I want to get on to that other scripture I was talking about, the seals, for a second. But Man does not realize today how much havoc is in this world because he seriously invoked the wrath of the Most High. Why? Because he wouldn't believe the truth. And he still has a hard time believing the truth. Most High told me I have to tell you this, those things that man has sought to secret and hide. If I told you the reality and where you could find it, would you believe it? Or would you choose not to believe it simply because you want to believe that the orientations after which you were born, orientation after creation of men, want to believe them more than you want to believe the scripture? Well, long story short, let's look at, like I said, Revelation, 6th chapter. White horse riders, Messiah going forth, preaching the gospel, to convert the nations, to conquer the lies and illusions that are in this world. The men might prepare for the one kingdom, which transcends all these illusions, all these divisions. Red horse rider, hey, the nations retaliating against people and coming to the knowledge of the truth. That's those murderous times we're talking about in those first centuries. Black horse rider, famine for a word. Look at also at Amos, what is it, 8, 11 to 12? Famine for a word, because they killed off everybody who had it. People say you go forth to sea and land, to and fro, looking for the truth and won't be able to find it. Wow, because they killed off folks who had it. Wow. Pale horse rider, death in hell. What do you think the wages of sin is? What do you think the wages is of believing a pack of lies? I didn't say because people wanted to believe it. It's just that without the truth, man cannot prove himself true. If man loses all concept of what is justice, there is no justice. Man has no power to imagine the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace must be taught to man. And man must be of a heart willing to receive it, regardless of what he wants to call the doctrines he believes. It's not the word from on high. It's not the word that exceeds this world. Therefore, it's not the gospel. Hey, you look at my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Article there called The Gospel of Shiloh. It tells you in those words, what was the expectation? What was the faith there in the church? It tells you where you can find it for yourself. But many refuse to look because what they see there is not to be equated or does not conform to 99.9% of what most people have heard right there among their churches. Well, I'm telling you, churches are lying to you. They're hiding the truth from you. They're making you worship a devil. Like I said, it's not the Most High who hides the truth. Men haven't wanted it. Like, for instance, when those scriptures talk about who Messiah said he is. Men haven't wanted a Messiah who will come forth and say, draw near to me all the ends of the earth, for I alone am a just one and a savior. As if to say that he has exposed all the world's leaders as liars. That's not the kind of Messiah that most want to believe. A Messiah who must come to show a whole world that he's been, that has been foolish. A Messiah that must come and show a whole world that has believed a pack of lies. A Messiah that must come to exceed all the unrighteousness of this world that he might reprove it. It's not the kind of Messiah that most people want to hear about. Read Isaiah 45, read it closely. You'll find out that what's there from 44:20 to 46:13, that the scripture says man is going to have to remember. I said have to remember in the last days. Well, folks have not really, by and large, want to realize how much they've forgotten. Rome sought to destroy the concept of the Messiah who declares to the world an absolute. They have this concept they call Jesus Christ. Well, the scripture says they talk about after the murder of so many saints from that time after 70 AD, those first three centuries, false prophets arise, something having horns like a lamb and speaking as a dragon. Something that compensates with all the illusions of this world. Rather than the concept of Messiah, who puts away all sin by silencing every lie. I think it's amazing, as I said before, many have not come to the Most High seeking that the lie be silenced, but that they be preserved while they retain them. There's been no respect for the Most High. Every man wanted to walk out according to his own designs. It's never been life, nor peace. I'd like to call attention. I only have a few minutes. But Isaiah 45:19 speaks of Messiah as he does come. I would tell you to simply check out that article, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, article called Secret City Prophecies. Time to get all this rapture doctrine and so much other thing that people teach out here out of your heads. You need to learn about the Secret City Prophecies, how Messiah comes from the midst of a city to expose all the unrighteousness of the whole world. Time to discern who Messiah said he is when he said he's the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. Try to understand why your leaders haven't told you Messiah rebukes all your leaders. Yeah, right. I think that's self-explanatory. Isaiah 45:19 says, when Messiah comes and says, I've not spoken in secret. Secretly, I didn't hide anything from you in a dark place there. I didn't say to the sins of Jacob to seek me in vanity or after any manner of short-sightedness, but to seek is all his will. I, the Lord, teach righteousness, the fullness of his will, that all, after a pure and complete standard, might be one. See, I declare to you that in every, in other words, what I declare to you is things that are in every way right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, you who are refugees among the nations. I tell you, they have no knowledge where you've trusted, carry a graven image, pray to a God that cannot save, cannot make you whole, cannot purge your conscience, cannot make you true. Unto the supreme will of one. So tell and draw near and consult together. Who has declared these things from ancient time? Was it not I, the Most High? Oh, I spoke all these things to you from the beginning. Man has forgotten so much. He said, there's no other Most High, no other Holy One, no other Savior but him, a mighty one and a Savior. There's none else. There's no other way, my brothers and sisters, toward peace. Transcending all offense. All the divisions and confusion of the world. So Messiah will come forth in that day. At 45:22, it says, he will come saying, draw near to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am the Lord and there is none else. In other words, he bears the title of representation of his Father. That all may know from the rising sun to the west, there is none else but Yah. That is still yet to come. So realize this and let it be.
90 seconds.
See, I've sworn myself. My word is gone forth out of my mouth in righteousness. Shall not return. That to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Oh, I think you're a little familiar with those scriptures. You need to find out in Isaiah 45 who it speaks of. Sworn myself, said my mouth gone forth, my word is gone forth in righteousness. Shall not return. That to me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. And they shall say, in the Most High, with the Most High is righteousness. In other words, he declares, what is righteousness? A pure and perfect word by which all might be made one. Even to him shall mighty men come. And all who reproach him shall be ashamed. In the Most High shall all the descendants of Israel be justified and shall be, how about gloriously made honorable? The word means glorified means made honorable. True to him in all that is his perfect will. Why do people want to talk about salvation defiling the name of the Most High? He said he's one. He didn't say he would add to himself any of man's illusions. He said, if you add anything or take away anything, you add damnation to your soul, all the curses are in the book, and you take away your opportunity unto eternal life. He said, blessed are they who do his commandments. And that word for do means perform them fully. Like I say, I could talk to you about a lot of things.
10 seconds.
But this world we live in today is chosen to ignore and forget. But to be forgetfulness will never be salvation, because ignorance never pleases Yah. Nor does resistance. Let us seek him to be wise. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miab of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, to his honor, his praise always, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Thank you.